Well, we will go to the Lord in prayer this morning. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people will call, who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." And verse 15 says, "Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." So, Father God, we just thank and praise you, first of all, for this wonderful, beautiful Monday morning. We thank and praise you, Lord, for your word that tells us that if we humble ourselves and if we seek your face and if we turn from our wicked ways, then will we hear from heaven, then will you forgive our sins, then will you heal our land. Father, we thank you that we can start each day off with you. We don't need an appointment to come before you. We don't need a number. All we need to do is just seek your face. We thank you, Lord, for the TMC as a platform, as a place, as a holy sanctuary where we can seek the face of the Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the D.H. De Leon family, Lord, for just giving us an opportunity to get together each and every Friday, Monday through Friday morning. Now, oh God, we lift up each and every caller. You know what's going on in their lives, Lord, and we just pray that the message that will go forth this morning will do something, will be a blessing to transform their lives in Jesus' name. And, Father, we lift up the speaker this morning, Minister Dr. Vanessa. Lord, we just ask to continue to bless her, Lord, she and her family, continue to comfort the family in Jesus' name. And Father, that the word that you have already downloaded in her would be a miracle working word for us today. Now we bind the airways in Jesus' name. We know that Satan has no place on this line, so you can just get off of it. The airways have already been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and we know that each and every nugget of the call will go forth with clarity, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, my TMC family. I'm going to turn the call over to Minister Ms. LaShawn. Go out and have a blessed day. Minister LaShawn.
Good morning. Praise God. Can you hear me, Sister Ella?
Yes, I can.
Amen. Thank you so much for a strategic prayer. Thank you so much for greeting and feeding our TMC family this morning on this marvelous Monday morning. And I am in Delaware by means and ways of New York City. And I tell you, it is a beautiful day out here. It's not too hot and it's not too cold. And God is shining through the clouds. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. But regardless if it's sunny, rainy, snowing, windy, or whatever, we know that it is a marvelous Monday because it is a day that the Lord has given to us. Psalms 88:13 says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So that is the scripture that the massive morning call falls on. You know, when Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK follow the mandate from God, you know, God gives us a vision, God gives us a mission, and he gives us a scripture to pray on so we can keep laser focused on what his plans are for us. And that is the scripture that God gave them. So read Psalms 88:13 so you can see why it is so important that we start this call off in prayer. So you are getting seated and spiritually blessed because TMC is here to serve you through the work week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call, if you want to, you know, share this message with somebody, is area code 712-432-0075. And the access code is 957-677-POUND. This is for people who may have been bridged on the call from a three-way call or if somebody is next to you with a speakerphone. So if you want to call yourself, that is the number that you dial, 712-432-0075, access code 957-677-POUND. Now, I know you're going to hear a rhema word this morning from our Pastor Vanessa because everybody that's on this call follows God's word, and you hear a word decrease from them and increase from him. So if you want to play the number back, if you want to hear that message again, if you had that aha moment, that epiphany, that God telling you, yes, child, I am speaking to you, all you got to do is dial 712-432-1017. 1085, and it's the same access code, 957-677-POWN. Go on Facebook. Go on Twitter. Go on StumbleUpon. Go on Tumblr, LinkedIn. Make flyers. Share the word and save a soul. And you can go to the Master's Morning Call to hear more about us by going to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that is the mastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you can hear all about our history. You can scroll down all the way back to October 25th, 2012. And this is the month that we are celebrating the Master's Morning Call. This is the month that God birthed this call, October 25th to be exact. And we are calling back those who were there from the beginning of the call, and we're asking you to please come and let us know how this call changed you, how it molded you, how it reshaped your life, because the mission of this call is to empower, enrich, and to enhance believers as they start their day with the Lord. Amen. So I know my days have been enriched and molded from this call. I don't know about you, but I know that God has my back. And even though I go to church on Sundays, I just want to let you know this call just keeps you spiritually blessed throughout the week so we don't be that saint on Sunday and that sinner Monday through Saturday. Amen? So please, scroll all the way down to the beginning of the messages. Hear the first message, being a minister of Christ from Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon on the 25th of October. Spread the word, save a soul. Now, this young lady that's coming on the line right now, she is definitely a powerful, mighty woman of God. She is our mother eagle. Not only does she motivate us, but she is a mentor. She is a teacher. She goes out and she goes and rolls her sleeves up for the Lord. She is all the way out there in Texas. And let me tell you something. She might be out there in that big old state, but she has a huge heart in the Lord, and she is ready to minister unto us today. I'm not going to take any much more time. I'm going to allow Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon to come on the line, and you will see why I am so excited to hear the word from the Lord as a vessel from Dr. Vanessa. Amen. So, Dr. Vanessa, are you on the line right now?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, LaShawn, for those very kind words. Good morning to our Master's Call family on this marvelous Monday morning. We praise God for each and every one of you, and we celebrate the Christ in you. I want to especially thank Minister Willa for greeting and just celebrating God as she seated the people of God, and you hear the Spirit of the Lord alive and well in our Minister LaShawn. Thank you, and to our entire Master's Call family. This is an exciting time, and this is a strategic season that we're in, and I'm going to get right into the Word. As I told you when I ministered last time, that we're going to enter a series for this month entitled Choosing Your Destiny, Your Choices, and Your Responses. Choosing Your Destiny, Your Choices, and Your Responses. We're all aware of what season it is, a Halloween season, where the satanic activity and the birthday or Christmas for evil is during this time. And we're going to talk about it in detail over these next couple of weeks so that we are informed, and with knowledge, applied knowledge will be power. I want to use a text scripture, familiar story to most believers, coming from 1 Kings 18:21. And before I begin, because I do understand clearly strategic warfare, I'm going to speak over us the blood of Jesus and decree as we are informed and knowledge is revealed and our hearts and minds receive the revelation that the blood hedge of protection will be on us, and there will be absolutely no backlash, retaliation, or revenge from the enemy, because this truly is a season where it's the forces of darkness against the marvelous light of God, and we know who wins. And with our scripture coming from 1 Kings 18, the 21st verse, 1 Kings 18, the 21st verse, that goes into that whole chapter down through verse 30 through 40, where the prophet Elijah confronts the prophets of Baal, the 450 prophets, and does a duel, a challenge. And that 21st verse in particular in 1 Kings 18 says, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." Oh, again, if the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. And the people answered him not a word. We're talking over these weeks about choosing your destiny, your choices, and your responses. Now, we all have a desired destiny before God. And let's define destiny so we'll all be on the same page, flowing in the same stream. What is the meaning of destiny as according to Webster's Collegian Dictionary? It reads, the inevitable or necessary fate to which a particular person or thing is destined. The inevitable or necessary fate to which a particular person or thing is destined, or one's lot. Another definition is a predetermined course of events, considered as something beyond human power or control. A predetermined course of events, considered as something beyond human control. Or the power, like this better because it's God's destiny, or agency thought to predetermine events. Now, during this month, we'll discuss Halloween from a biblical and historical perspective, and how our choices can affect our destiny, and how our choices and our responses truly determine our destiny. Now, some of you on the line like me are old school, and we remember a show that was very popular when I was young called Truth or Consequences. Now, the show centered around three people who stood in front of a panel of celebrities claiming to be someone important, and only one of them was telling the truth, while the other two were the imposters. And the panel of celebrities had to choose which one was telling the truth, and the panel would question the three people, and in the end, they would ask the real person, the one who was telling the truth, to stand up. Well, we're in the midst of celebrating one of the biggest imposters of all time, the devil. And his celebration is called Halloween. We will be teaching a series this month to expose the dark truths about Halloween and what the correct response, the correct choice, should be from believers. Now, Halloween originated from the witch and the warlocks regions of Britain, France, Germany, and the Celtic countries. And the practicing witches, called Druids, lived 100 years before the incarnation of Christ. Now, the celebration of Hallow's Eve honored the pagan of the Celtic god pronounced Samhain. It's spelled S-A-M as in Mary, H as in Harry, A-I-N. Samhain, the Lord of the Dead. And the celebration was held on the last day of October, the eve of the Celtic New Year. Now, on Hallow's Eve, Samhain was supposed to call all the wicked dead back from the prison of hell and place them in lower animal bodies like dogs, cats, wolves, bats, etc. And the Celtics felt that if they pleased Samhain with their worship, then he in turn would protect them from these resurrected demons. Well, what does the word say about the dead? Well, in one of many scriptures we'll refer to over these weeks, Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 13. I want you to make sure you realize this is in the Word. Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 13 reads, "There shall not be found among you and any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer." That means speaking to the dead. That means Long Island medium. That means crossing over. That means all those shows where they're talking to the dead. The word addresses this. "For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord." And an abomination is a strong word. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God does drive them out from thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. See, Judaism and Christianity during that time ignored Hallows Eve because of its satanic overtones. All we're talking now about choosing your destiny, your choices, and your responses. Now, the worship of Hallows Eve nearly died out until the reign of the Roman Empire, Hadrian, in 100 A.D., so just 100 years after Christ died. This Roman emperor, his name is spelled H as in Harry, A-D-R-I-A-N. Want to make sure you understand the history. See, he built a temple of the dead to appease the Druids. The temple gave the people a reason to start back to having festivals again. The Rome went through a series of battles until Rome itself fell under the barbarian conquerors. But by 607 A.D., really about the time of Paul, when he was traveling, doing most of his missionary journeys, had started to be recorded and written and passed around, the Roman Empire Pocus recaptured the city. Now, from that time, Rome fell first under 607 A.D. The Church of Christ then had moved into Catholicism, to being the Catholic Church, the total universal church. Pocus wanted to ensure that Rome remained a part of the Roman Empire, so he gave the city to Pope Boniface IV. Hang in here with me. This is important. Boniface reconsecrated the Temple of the Dead, dedicating it to Mary, the Mother of God. It was a long-standing policy of the Catholic Church to avoid making religious waves with the pagans. So think about this now. Individually and corporately, our choices and responses can have long-term horrific consequences. Individually and corporately, your children's children deal with our choices and our responses, and it can allow compromises which can create disastrous results. History records that the Catholics began to wrongly equate physical growth with spiritual growth. Not just them, even today. When we see something grow, be it a church, 5, 10, 20,000, we think that that's great, but it may not be spiritually growing. So that would modify, and they began to modify church doctrine in an attempt to make it more pleasing to the pagan. Certainly, the bishops reasoned that if the pagans join the church, meaning if they come on in the church, they will be converted to Christ in time. Actually, their tactic had the reverse effect, and the church doctrine became more and more muddied by pagan influence. How many times have we tried to compromise with the world, and we start looking like the world instead of the world looking like the church? Go on, say amen. Oh, me. So the legacy of Boniface, B-O-N-I-F-A-C-E, and the Soans is that many Catholic Christians, even today, light candles and pray for the dead, just as the Druids did nearly 1,400 years ago. The Catholics, rather than praying to Soan, pray to Mary, the Mother of God. This practice fermented out of the warped religions of the Druids. It finds no support in the Holy Bible. The Druids' day of worship, Hallows Eve, was modified to be called All Saints' Day. And for two centuries, the nearly celebration of the dead was All Saints' Day, and it was held on the last day of October. And in 834 A.D., just 834 years after the death of Christ, the celebration was moved to November 1st. And even today, we call November 1st All Saints' Day, but see the history of where it came from. A couple hundred years later, the Roman Catholic Church made November 2nd All Souls Day to honor the dead. This may well have been influenced by the continued persistence of the Day of the Dead by the ancient Irish, Scots, and others in Europe. Today, unfortunately, many Christians celebrate October 31st for Halloween or as Reformation Day, in honor of reformers who did good things, such as Martin Luther, who spearheaded the Reformation in the early 1500s. But unfortunately, and definitely not according to Scripture. Most Catholics still pray to Mary, just as the Druids pray to Samhain, for the souls of the dead. Their reasoning is that since Mary was Jesus' mother, surely she'll convince Jesus to let their unrepentant souls into heaven. The Bible, however, makes it plain that you can only be saved if you accept Jesus Christ as Savior while you are in this life. So Acts 4, 10 through 12, we're going to back it up with Scripture. Acts 4, verses 10 through 12 says, "Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set and not of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved." All we're talking about, choosing your destiny, your choices, and your responses. Let's look at some scriptural examples of what choices mean in clearing a path for our destiny. See, when you get right down to it, only two things determine our destiny: our choices and our responses to God with these choices. See, the Word of God is full of choices. For example, the entire 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, it's dedicated, the whole chapter, in that 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, to showing us how to choose to do what is right and to be blessed, or we can choose to do what is wrong and be cursed. But remember, God does give us the ability to choose. In Joshua 24, that 15th verse, many of us quote all the time, that 15th verse in Joshua 24 reads, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served before the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We have other examples. As Moses' successor, Joshua called people upon the people of Israel to make up their minds, get a made-up mind today, especially in this season, to make a quality choice. He gave them a simple choice. He ended it by saying, "But it's for me and my house." This morning, are you saying that? "As for you and your house, we will serve the Lord." We also see the prophet Elijah challenge the prophets of Baal in our text scripture. We get to choose during the Halloween season who and what will you choose to serve. One of the predominant themes of these choices can be summed up in words found in Romans 12:9, where Paul instructs believers, "Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good." That's that Romans 12:9. Abhor, A-B-H-O-R, it means intense hate, great disdain. God is making it clear what his choice is. Now, what will our choices be? It leaves absolutely no room for compromise. We see that this predominantly is a theme highlighted and reflected also in the life of Job. In Scripture, Job is described as a man who is blameless and upright, and one who feared. Feared there means reverent. He feared God and shunned evil, Job 1, verse 1. See, Job had a made-up mind, and his choices, and even more so his responses, reflected that. Oh, today, are you choosing your destiny? It comes from your choices and your responses. See, remember, whenever you make a choice against one thing or anything, you are making a choice for something. When your mind has been made up to abhor evil, you will make the choice to cling to what is good. And with this same posture, when you choose to ignore the promptings of the Lord in any area, you're making a choice to do something that opposes his best plan for your life. Again, our destiny, reaching our destiny, is comprised of making the right godly choices and a made-up mind. The choice of godly responses, no matter what, is what he desires. Our choices and our responses to God will govern our entire life. In most situations, choosing to do what is right is usually not easy. But God's marvelous grace is sufficient to see us through. So what are we emphasizing this morning, especially in this season of Halloween, which is being celebrated everywhere we turn? First, we're choosing our destiny every day. How? By our choices and our responses to God with these choices. Secondly, it is important that we know and understand our history and the consequences from our choices. If we do not know and learn from our past, we then become destined to repeat the many same mistakes of our past. We see in our history of the church how the church, the Catholic Church, allowed too much compromise in the church, and it changed the church in the course of history instead of the church changing the world. This is still our lesson today, especially where the demonic plan of the devil through Halloween is concerned, and the enemy, especially in America, uses the spirit of greed to spread its demonic stronghold in the United States. Do you all realize Halloween has become one of the most popular unofficial holidays? On the upside, retail sales boost the economy around this holiday, especially as people start Christmas shopping. Halloween is second and only to Christmas being first, when it used to be a way down the list. Back in 2004, only about $3 billion in sales. Now over $6 billion in sales. What is that saying to us? To me, prophetically, it's saying that evil is trying to conquer the light of good, and we've got to make some better choices. So in conclusion, remember the good news of the gospel. It is a fixed fight. And the book of Revelations promises that our destiny is we win. And we have absolutely no reason to fear evil or the devil at this time called Halloween. But we definitely are now learning that in no way should we as believers take part in this demonic celebration. We'll continue next week talking about some of the subtle ways and even show you in Genesis where the true beginnings of some of these beliefs began. Celebrate God today and know that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Back to you, LaShawn.
Amen. Powerful words. Powerful. We have choices. We must resort to God to get our choices. I definitely embrace that message. If you want to hear any part of this message, you missed anything, or if you want to make sure that, you know, something was said, please go to the call either by the website, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, or you can dial back and listen to this call by dialing area code 712-432-1085, access code 957-677, and you will be able to hear this word. Before we go into prayer, I just wanted to remind you that you too could become a prayer intercessor. You too, if the Lord is tugging at your heart to give back and give the word or become part of TMC family, you can email us by emailing themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall@gmail.com. And don't forget, we are celebrating steadfast and unmovable commitment with the Master's Morning Call. We are celebrating our second year going into the third year of the TMC call. So if you've been on the call all this time and want to share how God changed your life through this call, please email us and let us know, and someone will get back to you immediately, if not sooner. And directly following this call is our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, her motivational call. The number is area code 605-475-4700. Again, 605-475-4700. And the access code is 476-895. Because the master brought us all together, because most of us are artists, international distributors. So go back to the person who sent you to this call and ask them about artists. At this time, I'm going to bring Sister Tammy to the line to seal this awesome word that Dr. Vanessa, one of our co-founders, gave to us this morning on behalf of the Father. Sister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister LaShawn, and I'm here. Thank you so very much.
Amen.
Thank you. Let us just go before the Father this morning. Father, we come before your throne of grace this morning, boldly, Lord, proclaiming, Father God, that we have chosen to serve you, Father God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So, Father, I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that I stand to decree and declare that I accept and enforce God's original plans and purposes over and against the plans and purposes of Satan for each and every listener on this call, for myself, for Dr. Vanessa, and every caller who's been enlightened to the evil of this world. Father, we thank you that we decree and declare that in this battle, no intrinsic or extrinsic weapons shall prosper against us, Father, according to your word. Lord, we lift up to you today the word of God which has come forth, Lord God, to teach us and enlighten us, Father, to give us strength over the enemy. Father, we lift up to you now our prayer requests, Lord God. We cannot call them all, but, Father, we know that you are the shepherd. We know that you are, Lord God, our shield. We know, Father God, that the word of God covers us and the blood of Jesus protects us. Father, we lift up Marie Preston, Papa Preston, Minister Willa to you, Lord God. We lift up Joni, Jana Roberts, Evangelist Gwen Bailey. Father, we lift up to you, Joni. Lord, for those prayer requests that are unspoken, Father, we know that you know what we have need of. Father, we speak and decree and declare by the blood of Jesus, Lord, that we are free and loose from every infirmity. Father, we speak that by the blood of Jesus, they are healed of breast cancer and leukemia. Father, we speak now by the blood of Jesus that they are free to move about. We speak now that they are free from any compression, Lord God, from any back pain or knee pain or trauma that was caused by any injury. Father, we thank you now that we see the blood of Jesus over each and every caller right now. Father, we place upon ourselves the armor of life and of the Lord. We cancel every plan of the enemy for backlash, revenge, or retaliation on today, God. We accept your word. We accept the truth, Father God. And we thank you for that now. Father, we just thank you for the word that has come forth. Lord, we ask you to continue to cover Dr. Vanessa. Continue to pour into her, Lord God. Build her up in her holy faith, Lord God, in her righteousness, Father. We lift up you on today and the master's call, Father. We thank you that it breaks yokes, Father. We thank you that it's breaking bonds in the name of Jesus. We ask you to continue to bless the master's call. Bring more laborers, Father God, for your work so that it shall be done. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We pull down strongholds and cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for this word. We seal it with the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We lift these prayer requests before you. We know that you hear and that you do care. It is in Jesus' name that we decree and declare it to be so. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Can you hear me, Sister Tammy?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Amen. What a powerful prayer. We thank you so much for being such a powerful woman of God. Thank you, TMC family, for joining us this morning. Thank you, Sister Willa, for greeting and feeding our people and giving such a strategic prayer. Our answers were called and done. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for such a powerful, powerful word this morning, making choices. Please make sure you go back and listen to it and go on all the social media sites that you're on and spread the word and save the soul. Thank you so much, Sister Tammy, for such a powerful prayer, filling this call and uplifting our prayer requests. Again, family, if you have a prayer request and want to give a testimony or tell us how the Master's Call has enriched, empowered, and enhanced your life, please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Directly after this call is Dorothy Cook's call, 605-475-4700, pin code 476-895 pound. And we are celebrating the Master's Morning Call this month, for God has given us a blessing to be able to continue to work on his behalf each and every morning for the last 2 years, entering into the third. Master's Call family, you have a blessed day. Go out there and be a minister in the marketplace. Until we hear from you again tomorrow, have a blessed and wonderful day. Bye-bye.